Kyle Rego, hey, man, great ride today. Eighth overall, and I think you were in the first turn in the second moto.
Yeah, I got a decent start, and then, I don't know, it was weird. It's not like I lost the front end. I lost the rear, so that was kind of a little bit different. Spun it around, fell, number plate fell off, or halfway fell off. Handlebars were all tweaked out, and I just, I don't know, rode the whole moto like that. Mm-hmm. It was kind of scary, but I got used to it after a while.
And you were picking guys off. You were hauling ass.
Yeah. I don't even know how many guys were in the moto. Usually there's 40, but some guys don't show up. So I made it back to 8, so that was good. It was better than the first moto. First moto I didn't ride so well. The bike setup was a little bit off, but we dialed it in for the second moto. It rode really good.
The front number plate flapping around, did it jack you up a little bit? It looked like it.
Yeah, like the first 5 laps, I was like, man, this is sketchy. What if this thing goes in the front wheel? Because I haven't finished this race the last 2 years. I haven't even made it a lap. So that was kind of the back of my head, but then it was good for a while, and then I started picking guys off, and I don't know, I got like 20 of them or something, 20, 30 of them.
How's the adjustment to the Nationals? You know, you're out for a long time and jumping into the end. How has it been, your fitness, your speed? Are you happy with the way things are?
The result isn't what I'm looking for. I'm riding good. Like, I'm just not getting good starts. I guess good start the first moto and then rode really tight. But I don't know. It's coming, I think. It's jumping on a new bike, barely any time on it, stuff like that. And just been riding at Underground, which was my house, and training all during the week. And just trying to pay off.
Yeah. And so are you happy?
Yeah. I would say I am a little bit. Ups and downs. I'd rather be racing than watching from the sidelines, that's for sure.
Right. So what's the plan after Paula?
I don't know, talking with a couple people. Hopefully we make something happen and, you know what I mean, move forward to A1 and try and get the best result there. I didn't do as well as I should have last year, and I want to turn that around and get going.
What about any surprises jumping in the National Series? Like, obviously you've been following it, but any riders out there like surprise you, or the pace surprise you, or anything like that?
It didn't really surprise me. I knew it was going to be hard to jump in. We watched James do it last year and didn't work out very well. Yeah. So it's kind of, I would say it's harder to jump in just because you don't know where your fitness at. You don't know where anything's at until you race. So yeah. I would say that's the biggest surprise, just knowing where your fitness was at.
Right. All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.